The following program was previously recorded. It's time for Live and Local. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Very kind of you to tune in today. So, if you or a family member is visually impaired, how on earth do you get to read the daily newspaper or to see the ads? How do you know there's a sale at one of the local stores? Well, Radio Talking Books Service may be the answer that you're looking for. And with me is the assistant director of Radio Talking Books Service, Becca Jurdy. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Thank you so much.
This is a neat concept. How many newspapers do you have read aloud?
We read 13 newspapers a week. We read the Omaha World Herald and Lincoln Journal Star live 7 days a week. And then we read 10 regional newspapers from Council Bluffs all the way out to Scotts Bluff. And we read the Wall Street Journal 5 days a week.
Wow. That's fantastic. How do people sign up for this? If somebody has a member of their family that's visually impaired, how do they sign up and what does it cost them?
There is no cost. It is a free service. You can hop on our website and fill out a listener application, or you can give us a call, 402-572-3003, and ask for an application. And then we determine what kind of radio would suit you best. And then we pop it in the mail for you. So we have internet radios, terrestrial radios, a whole lot of options.
Sure. What is that website, by the way?
It is rtbs.org.
Okay, very good. Now, while this is free to people who need it, and what a gift of a service that is, right? To be able to sit down, catch the newspaper, and I love that you read the ads as well, because then people can decide, here's what I make my grocery list and get ready to go. It's not free to you to provide this. You have expenses. You have bills. How on earth do you pay them?
We pay them with fundraisers like Wining in the Dark, which is coming up on Sunday. That is from 4 to 6 p.m. at Nosh. It's $65 a person. And that includes everything, your tip, your gratuity, a donation to RTBS. It also enters you to win a piece of stained glass art. And you get a complimentary stemless wine glass to take home with you.
A little souvenir from the afternoon event.
Yes.
It's Sunday, March 15th. Explain, this is not the first time you've done this. This is the fifth annual Wining in the Dark.
Fifth annual.
And kind of explain the concept behind it, what people can expect.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited that we can put fifth annual on anything. And what we do is we work with Nosh, and their chef comes up with four fantastic small plates. Three are savory and one is sweet. And then Eric at Nosh works with his wine folks, and they come up with six wines for our attendees to taste. We bring some eye shades, and should you feel so inclined, you get to have the entire experience blindfolded. And it just is a way to gain a little bit of empathy, but really it's also pretty common to do blindfolded wine tastings. And so we're just kind of combining it all for a really unique experience.
Sure. And like you said, the empathy is certainly one thing. Pragmatically speaking, there's also, it is said, can enhance the tasting. It can enhance that entire experience as you're not inundated with visual input.
So. Yes.
Very neat. After an event like this, a fundraising event like this, then what is the hard work that you guys then have to get to as far as planning the rest of the year, making sure that all the clients who are eligible to have your services get them, et cetera? Mm-hmm.
Yes, our major concerns are fundraising and then outreach. And if you are a part of a civic organization or like a Rotary, anything like that, and you're listening and you need speakers to come and speak, get a hold of us. We love to do that. Jane Nielsen, our executive director, gets the word out all the time. So we're always looking at ways to connect with those we can serve, whether, like I said, word of mouth predominantly. Also, we're always in the business for volunteers. All of our reading is done by volunteers. They provide over 90 hours of reading a week. And so we always need voices to bring that printed word to life for our listeners. Again, you can contact us for volunteer opportunities. And then again, I'm the tech person, I'm the grant writer, It's a small organization, so I get to wear lots of hats all the time. And so I spend a great majority of my time grant writing and looking for funds that way.
But, sure. Yeah. Sure. Well, that's wonderful. It's magnificent. How long have you been doing this?
I was a volunteer for 2 years, and then in 2015 became an employee. So I've been with the organization for about 7 years now. Yes.
It whizzed by, hasn't it?
It has. It flies.
That's amazing. It's just great work that's being done. There's certainly a need for it. Sunday, March 15th, there's an opportunity to help Radio Talking book service if you wish to take it at the Nosh Restaurant and Wine Lounge. That's 1006 Dodge Street in Omaha, 4 to 6 p.m. If you're looking for information on that, you can call 402-572-3003, or you can go to the website rtbs.org. She's Becca Jurdy. Thank you so much for joining me today. We continue with NPR programming.